This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last, starting at under $40. Check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And tactical holsters, what you're going to find is everything. Everything you need to set yourself up tactically. Check them out. Well, they've been running around, globetrotting a little bit, taking care of family business in other cases. But tonight, for the first time in quite a while, I have two of the members of Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen DeAngeli and Roger Katz. Good evening, guys.
Good evening, Bill. Hi.
Stephen has just gotten back off of another one of those islands. You came from one of the other islands to the blizzard.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Roger, are you going to get caught up in all this weather?
Oh, I always do. It's Stephen is the snowbird. He's okay. Always flying south for the whenever there's a storm brewing.
Right. Well, somebody got to stay put and do the stuff, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, first of
wait
all...
Wait a minute, guys. What kind of impression? I came back here for the snow. somebody's got to defend New York City.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, you wouldn't need nearly as much therapy on that shoulder if you weren't picking up with all those big suitcases all the time. Okay, let's talk about the Colby case, the Fourth Circuit aberration, as I like to call it. I know you guys have been looking at it hard and pulling it apart at all the seams and everything and writing articles at Ammo Land. What are you looking at right now?
You know what, Roger, before you go into the academic details and the lawyering of this, I think that most of the guys out there listening into this show would like to hear some really simple analogy as to what this case really boils down to. We know that it's a judicial overreach. We know that the circuit courts, several of the circuit courts in this country, which are right below the United States Supreme Court, I mean, you don't get any higher, that they're putting an anti-gun agenda on the table, in my opinion, instead of actually interpreting the Constitution and the law the way a judge should. So there's a threat, a political threat, being made by the courts. And I know that you'll be able to explain that in simple terms, but also including the law. I also see it in another way, too. They're actually threatening a whole category of firearms just by the way they look. And they're saying that anything that looks like an assault weapon, and we know there's no such thing as an assault weapon in the sense that there's an assault rifle. They make up these terms, anything that looks like an AR-15, an AK-47, et cetera, anything that's not a Remington Deer rifle with a scope, which is, a .30-06 is a lot more powerful. We all know that than what these other rifles are capable of doing ballistic-wise, but they look more awesome. They're saying they're not protected by the Constitution. So what does that mean to the average gun owner that owns them? It means that this court took it upon itself to take on a case and say, no, they're not constitutionally owned. So what could happen? Could you actually lose your gun if you already have it? If you live in Texas, you live in Oklahoma, you live in Montana. So in my travels, I do meet people from all over the United States and all over the world and Canada, and I get a lot of, opinions. But right now, we're dealing with a show that is syndicated in throughout the United States. What does the average listener on this show want to know from us about our interpretation and analysis of the Kobe versus Hogan case and what the First Circuit Court did? How is it going to affect them, Roger?
All right. Well, actually, it's the Fourth Circuit.
The Fourth Circuit,
It was Maryland. That's all right. And, actually, we're going to be discussing the Second Circuit and the Seventh Circuit, and there's quite a few of these. And from what I've been able to gather, it's very clear that these courts are basically operating, I hate to use the term collusion, but it's very close to it.
Basically, one court will take a look at what the other is doing and adopt for itself the particular reasoning and standards and even the issues, framing the issues in the way that another circuit, a sister circuit, has done. What we have in Colby another attempt to attack a whole category of firearms.
Going back to the Heller case, it was very clear that Justice Scalia, who had written the opinion for the majority, made it very clear that apart from the fact that the Second Amendment is an individual right, no government can ipso facto discriminate against a gun owner on the basis of a whole category of firearms simply because the government feels that in its own divine judgment certain guns are not acceptable, are not protected by the Second Amendment. And of course, in the D.C. circuit, the District of Columbia determined that all handguns would be banned. First of all, need to be to register a firearm in order to be able to legitimately, lawfully own one and possess one. But because handguns are illegitimate, they cannot be registered at all. And what Scalia said was that Columbia law was essentially facially invalid. Now, what I found, and what is very interesting, and many people get this wrong, is that it would appear that the court used a certain standard, as courts generally do, to test the constitutionality of a particular governmental action. And in this particular case, Justice Scalia did not do that. He went through all the basic standards, and we went through this a couple of weeks ago, Bill, a rational basis, strict scrutiny, and immediate scrutiny. Scalia even looked at a mean testing standard that Justice Breyer, who wrote a dissenting opinion, had promulgated. And Justice Scalia said, no, under any circumstance, none of these standards are acceptable because all of them, or any of them, could be used to obtain the result that a court, an anti-gun court, would want. And what Justice Scalia found in Heller and why it's important in this particular case is that some governmental actions are on their face so reprehensible, so obviously contrary to the constitutional enactment that they are per se facially invalid.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break.
Sure.
Arbalest Quarrel, you can find a series of articles that's going up at AmmoLand from Arbalest Quarrel and at ArbalestQuarrel.com, where you can see this exhaustively taken apart, brought down to a level where you can understand it. You need to understand what they have done, because this is something I've never seen before, and I don't guess these guys either. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
quality, modularity, and a warranty unlike any you've ever seen before. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Talking to the guys at Arbalest Quarrel about all kinds of things under the sun. We were talking about the Fourth Circuit and a couple of their little other fellow Hitler youth that are working with them. Roger, back to you.
All right. So I'd like to mention to your readers that I just posted on our site, the Arbalest Quarrel site, part four of our series, where I talk about this notion of facially invalid laws. And I encourage interested listeners to take a look at the site. But moving ahead to the Fourth Circuit and what's going on here. Obviously, the anti-gun groups were not happy with the Heller decision, where the majority said that no, under no circumstances can any governmental body exclude out of hand a whole category of firearms that are used commonly, traditionally, by a vast majority of gun owners for self-defense. So then what they do, they go back to their drawing boards and they said, all right, let's go through the assault weapon issue. And, of course, this actually goes back to the early 90s, and it keeps on coming back. It's the gift that keeps on giving. How do we get rid of these so-called assault weapons? And, of course, what is an assault weapon? Well, it's essentially whatever the government says it is, whether it's the federal government or a state government. Basically, understand, though, what is really going on here. What these governments are attempting to do is to basically ban every conceivable type of semi-automatic weapon, because when you come right down to it, whatever is an assault weapon is going to be semi-automatic. It's not at the moment a revolver, though I'm sure they'll get to that in time. But in any event, what we have here is a Fourth Circuit and other circuits. You have the D.C. Circuit doing the same thing, and you have the Second Circuit in New York doing the same thing, attempting to ban an entire category of firearms simply because they can. And what do? They argue that they're weapons of war, or they're like weapons of war, or that, well, gee, they're semi-automatic, so they're even worse than weapons of war, because a semi-automatic weapon can be even more lethal than a fully automatic weapon. I read that in the district court opinion. It's really remarkable. But they go on and on with this. And the question, of course, it begs the question whether these firearms are deserving of Second Amendment protection. Because the real issue is whether a government can lawfully ban an entire category of weapons, and that's precisely what they do here. And then they use the argument of political necessity and public safety. And these are arguments that actually Scalia considered and threw out. He says, well, it's not for the courts to determine whether public policy or politics should have anything to do with the legality of a particular firearm under the Second Amendment. And so we have all these cases coming down the pike. A couple of them had wended their way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court failed to take them up. And, of course, Scalia, who was alive at the time, and Justice Thomas were livid. But it's pretty clear to me that if the Fourth Circuit case were to go up, if it were to be heard, and with Gorsuch on the Supreme Court, it may very well be heard. They will consider it. The court will consider firsthand whether so-called assault weapons do come under the full protection of the Second Amendment. And that's something that people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Breyer and Sotomayor and Kagan are very, very, very worried about. So, I don't know. Would you like to add a point, Stephen, on this issue?
Sure. I'd like to make it simple.
everyone that's listening, what this means is that the courts, which is a branch of government, as you know, we have three branches of government. The legislative branch makes the laws, the executive branch executes the laws or enforces the laws, and the courts are supposed to interpret the laws. What we now have is a branch called the judicial, which is now going beyond its reach. And we should be very concerned, because when they do render a decision, it is the law, and it has to be followed. So they are, in fact, threatening all of this, these groups of firearms that they're considering military weapons, assault weapons, again, whatever we call them, semi-automatics. It doesn't matter the name given to them. They're looking to take them away. So what can the listener do? Well, again, I always say we must be active. We must be proactive. We we helped Trump, Donald Trump, become president. We have a good president now, and of course we have a very good vice president, but we can't just sit back and do nothing. We need to contact our legislators. We need to listen to news programs like this. Support the NRA. Go on Ammo Land Shooting Sports News. Look around. See what's being written. See what's going on. Go on Arbalest. First of all, I beg everyone to just go on Arbalest Quarrel. It's very simple. All you need to do is subscribe. It's free, and you will get our articles free automatically, and you can then get an education, and you will know exactly what's going on. These courts are making law, and if their decisions go up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is not well balanced in our favor, HELA could be torn down, and the new law becomes what they say it is. Am I correct on that, Roger? The Supreme Court decides what is constitutional or not. So we're all celebrating Heller and McDonald, and Heller and McDonald could go bye-bye with another decision that is pending, I think, any month now, if this goes up and is heard by the court.
Well, yeah, we're coming up on the break. We're coming up on the break. And I know you guys want to talk about this Ortiz cat as well when we get back. We're going to talk about this New York Assemblyman, who's decided to create a whole new product for the people of New York. I'm so excited. I can't wait to be a part of it. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, they just, it just, it's just the way to go. Tacticalholsters.com. Joined again by the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen D'Andrilli and Roger Katz. And guys, coming out of New York, we've got this pilgrim, Felix W. Ortiz. He's introduced Assembly Bill 2260, which would require every gun owner in New York State to keep $250,000 of insurance to cover any possible negligent acts committed with firearms, which that's sort of the answer to a question or a problem that is beginning to crater statistically. And, you know, this is just another racist move on this and everything. What do you guys think of this little fiasco happening? Hey, I thought the SAFE Act made everything safe there.
Well, Roger, if I may, I'll provide a quick introduction to Bill's listeners here. Three things about this particular bill that I find interesting. One is it's an alert to everyone in every state that what happens in New York or California or liberal states like ours that are controlled by these Democrats that hate guns, remember, it could happen to you, and it will happen to you. So you have to be ever vigilant, and that's why I again urge you to subscribe to our site and to go on Ammoland and to keep in touch with Bill Frady and listen on a regular basis. But this brings to mind an interesting example. A number of years ago, when Roger was of counsel to my company here in New York, I was scheduled to debate then Congressman Schumer on the Brady Bill. And Roger gave me a copy of the Brady Bill. Everyone was talking about this bill. Congressman Schumer said, this is a simple bill. all you need to do when Johnny wants to go to Joe's gun shop and buy a new Glock is you fill out this form and you take it to the chief law enforcement officer in the county in which you reside. Well, the bill didn't say in the bill itself, it did not stipulate, well, who is the chief executive officer or you know, law enforcement officer? If you live in Ohio, for example, do you bring that form that you filled out to the superintendent of state police in the capital? Do you bring it to the police commissioner in Cleveland? Do you bring it to the county sheriff in Cuyahoga? And once you figured out, and hopefully you could figure out who you actually bring it to, it didn't say that the law enforcement officer in charge had to accept it. So he could have thrown it in the waste paper basket if he was not in favor of you having a gun. And by him not answering that and submitting that form to the gun shop, you could not buy a new Glock or any kind of gun. That was the Brady bill. What Schumer wanted to do is act as a used car salesman and sell you a car without looking under the hood. Well, this bill by Felix Ortiz, Assemblyman Felix Ortiz, he happens to be the Assistant Speaker of the U.S. Assembly, is doing a similar thing. It's requiring the gun owner to purchase very expensive liability insurance, but there's nothing that I have found or Roger has found in his bill, which is a form of legislation, that requires an insurance company to provide the insurance. So what does this mean? This means that if this bill becomes law, you cannot own or buy a new gun without insurance. But if you go to an insurance company and they refuse to insure you, that's it. You can't own it and you can't buy it. Okay, Roger?
Well, let me ask you a question. And one thing I haven't found on this, is this per gun? You have to have a separate policy per gun? Because that's in the copy I'm looking at, they're thinking this is about $100 a month. So, like, for some of these guys that have, like, a safe full of guns, I mean...
Yeah, actually, that's a good question, Bill. And quick answer is it depends on what the law says. Actually...
I'm sure they probably haven't thought of that. If they heard that, they'd be like, well, yeah, that's a good idea.
They have. And I'm attempting to pick up here.
I'd also read something to do with the value of a gun. Like a Purdy could be a $20,000 rifle or shotgun, and right. A Heckler and Koch or a Sig Sauer or a Kimber is a lot more money than, let's say, a Glock or a Smith & Wesson or a Taurus. So, I guess these are the details that a lot of people would want to know. But if we're talking in broad strokes, it's just another anti-gun legislator that wants to throw another hurdle at the law-abiding gun owner. And that's what we need to be aware of.
Yeah, actually, there's a number of states that have drafted mandatory insurance bills. And I'd like to make a point that at the moment, their insurance companies do often provide riders to individuals, generally homeowners or as part of renter's policies, to insure guns that are lost or stolen. And in some cases, even provide liability insurance. But the point is that it's all voluntary. It's not a requirement. By the states requiring that individuals have insurance, and in some cases not also requiring that insurance companies be required to provide that insurance, it places an individual into a catch-22. And obviously that's precisely what many of these states want to do, because they're not going to be happy until the very concept of gun ownership by civilians is essentially stricken from the Second Amendment, and the Second Amendment itself becomes essentially de facto repealed.
Well, but, I mean, wouldn't that be stricken down? Because, like, they tried to go with that 7-round magazine limit at the outset, which there were no magazines made that only held it to 7 at the time.
Yeah, and that's why the courts would often look at the impossibility of performance and
at least recognize that you can't place an individual in an impossible situation. But that doesn't stop states from trying. But getting back to what you've said, yes, some states, and I may have been California, because I'm looking at a bill, a California assemblyman brought to firearm owner liability insurance, which, by the way, the text of the bill was never made public. And they argue that it was similar to requiring mandated automobile insurance for drivers. But it's not the same thing, because with automobile insurance, you're dealing with accidents and possibly with negligence. The big problem with these gun bills, these mandatory gun bills, is they want to hold people intentionally responsible. So let's say that I have a firearm. I may have it locked up in my
Before you go off on that, we're going to continue this in the next hour, because I'm waiting to see how this goes. I'd be very, and I want to know your opinion on this when we get back, but I'd be very surprised if it doesn't pass in New York and then have to get torn down like the ammunition background check system they set up without looking. That's the craziest thing, to get out there and create a law that can't be kept. But they've done it twice now, especially with guns, with the SAFE Act, with the ammunition and with the magazine, the arbitrary magazine capacity that they put in place. But anyway, Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them at ammoland.com. You can find them right here at Lock and Load, where we will discuss all kinds of things, all in all kinds of ways. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Tacticalholsters.com. Talking to the guys at Arbalest Quarrel, we're talking about this Yahoo in New York State, Ortiz, who's come up with this thing. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, because I'm not an insurance salesperson, but like with car insurance, which they're saying, well, you know, with cars we have these. Although, don't get me off on the whole car thing, get going on that. Car insurance covers the people you might hurt and yourself. This insurance that doesn't exist yet, this theoretical product, I think Ortiz sort of understands this because it's designed to cover negligent acts with a firearm, but that is at a historic low number. And it's going to do nothing if I shoot somebody with an ND, they're not going to do anything to cover them. So what is the point of this? I mean, are they trying to make it harder on the people of New York to own a gun?
Well, absolutely. But it's not just New York, and it's not just negligence. In many instances, what these insurance policies are really designed to do is to create a strict liability type of situation where the owner of a firearm is responsible for any act misuse of it, so that if a gun is stolen and is used by a criminal intentionally to hurt someone or kill someone, then it goes back to the individual who actually was the owner, rather than the perpetrator of the harm, which is just a horrific thing to think about. And again, it's this idea that the anti-gun movement has had all along. Forget the criminal. What we want to do is get the guns away from the hands of the law-abiding citizen. We want to make it so reprehensible for that individual to own it, because it would be so expensive that whatever benefit would be derived from it would be lost given a liability for it. And by the way, there was a federal firearms risk protection act of 2013 that you may not have been aware of. Basically, it would have required firearm owners to be covered by a liability insurance across the country. It also would have required firearm sellers to verify that would-be purchasers are covered by insurance, but naturally governments and their agencies would be exempt. And the required insurance would have had to cover the purchaser specifically for losses resulting from use of the firearm, which is owned by the purchaser, and conceivably also for intentional shooting. And that would be absolutely anathema to insurance companies because that's not something that they normally protect. Intention. Now, there's also, let me read a few of these proposals because it's not just New York. California. Two California assemblymen proposed a bill requiring firearm owner liability insurance. The bill has not been made public. One of the bill's sponsors stated that the insurance would encourage gun owners to take firearms safety classes and keep their guns locked up to get lower insurance rates. Well, you remember what Scalia said regarding locked up guns? That's illegal. If you can't have access to your gun to protect yourself, then to require that it be locked up is contrary to the import of the Second Amendment. And now what the states are attempting to do is getting the insurance companies, private parties, into the act. And saying, oh, well, it's off our backs now. It's the insurance company. And since they don't want to have to pay out for any loss as a result of intentional mayhem or negligence, then it behooves the owner to do everything in his power to make sure that these guns are not lost or that no harm comes to them. Look at Connecticut. That's another one. Connecticut legislators have proposed three bills relating to compulsory liability insurance, requiring firearm owners to maintain liability insurance and to establish a 50% tax on ammunition. You didn't hear that before. The bill provided that no other detail on the insurance or tax requirement, but it is mandatory. There's another one, District of Columbia.
Roger, excuse me for a minute. Being that you mentioned Connecticut, I think that Bill's listeners would be very interested in me sharing this very important and timely information. I just got this email to me today, and I'll be reading it in more detail later. But the state of Connecticut, if anyone listening has a Connecticut concealed weapons carry permit within the state or issued by the state or is enjoying the reciprocity that Connecticut is allowing, if they have a carry permit in their state and they can carry it in Connecticut, there's something very important that will be happening in 2 days from now. There'll be a public hearing on two bills, HB 6200, which should be opposed. But then there's a bill called HB 7259, which I think we should look at and write about. And, Bill, you might want to look into this for tomorrow's program, needs to be supported. It's actually dealing with carry reciprocity, and it's something that could be made stronger in Connecticut at the end of this hearing or as a result of it, if there's enough of people that take an active part, or it could actually be abolished. So that's what's happening in Connecticut in 2 days. On the 15th, there'll be a public hearing. And there's a website. You know what? In the spirit of promoting the cause and each other and not just looking at promoting ourselves, I'd like to share this. This actually comes from ConnecticutCarry.com. And I'm sure that Amaland will probably have something on this tomorrow. And, Roger, I suggest that we incorporate this in the concluding article of our road trip on Connecticut Carry, so that anyone that's listening wants to have a phone number to call, an email address to call, someone to contact, that they can take an active part because this is happening and this is big.
All right, will do.
Yeah, get that stuff together. Do you guys know Peruta, Ed Peruta?
Yeah.
Ed has been a guest on the show. I'm waiting to see what what's going on with his case in California, because it never seems to settle or anything. So at the end of the day, do you think somebody's going to hold up their hand at the Georgia or the New York Assembly and go, "Hey, does this actually exist about this insurance?"
I don't think that that's going to be a problem when you think about all these other states that have as yet not been able to get these things on the books. And the reason why is really it's coming from the insurance companies. They really don't want to get involved in this thing at all.
Yeah.
And,
remember, Roger, remember who we're dealing with now.
Well, nonetheless, though, the insurance is a pretty important lobby. And
yeah.
By the way, some of these bills, you had asked a question about whether each firearm requires separate coverage.
Yeah.
And some of the states in their policies do require it, but in many cases it's not clear, which is one of the most exasperating things I've noticed about many bills, including the New York Safe Act. And you wonder if it's intentional or if it's just bad draftsmanship, that there's so many loose ends in these bills. Are all the firearms covered or just what? Is it mandatory or not?
You're very kind about that, Roger. I don't think it's bad draftsmanship. I think they're idiots. I don't think they think that far. I think they're just out there trying to be totalitarian and grab everything they can. But we've run out of time. ArborlessQual.com. Go check them out. Check them out at Ammoland.com. They'll be back here this coming Monday. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for listening.
All right. Hour number three is coming up, and when we get back, we're going to look at the another stupid thing they're trying to do. So,
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.